From Luke, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Abraham looks across the chasm to see the rich man pleading for a cool drink of water from Lazarus. I cannot come to you, and you cannot come over to us because of the chasm between us, says Abraham to the rich man. The picture in my mind of hell would be a separation like the one in this story, seeing my loved ones and not being able to get to them. I think not being with my wife, children, and grandchildren, and yet seeing them and them not being able to see me would be a torturous hell. This rich man asks Abraham to warn his family. Abraham tells the rich man they had the law and the prophets and refused to turn back to God for the relationship God wants. Even if God sends someone from heaven, they will not believe. Jesus is trying to tell the people around him as he tells this story, you cannot do this without me. Jesus wants them to change their way of thinking and stop excluding the poor, the homeless, and the lame. Jesus wants us to include the ones we are ashamed to associate. It is God's grace that will cross the chasm for us. Jesus brings grace because we cannot seem to hear the good news of grace in the message of the prophets. The poor and the homeless think we cannot hear them when they call out to us for help. The poor man, Lazarus, lives with the dogs waiting for a scrap to fall his way as the rich man walks past without hearing or seeing his homelessness. This story does not say the rich man was a bad man. This rich man could have been a great person in the sight of others around him. We do not know. He just did not seem to hear God when he was alive, or he would not have ended up on the other side of the chasm. Jesus reminds us of Deuteronomy and Leviticus in the Gospels when he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this and you will live." Whom do we walk by without responding to their needs? When Jesus tells this story, even Abraham does not know the mind of God. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem to hang on a cross. This story is giving us a preview of what life would be like if God had not come down and put on skin, if God had not shown the grace that saves us from ourselves. Will the cross span the chasm? Christ dies for all people and bridges the gap. We may all be saved by the grace God pours on us from the cross. God wants to rebuild the relationship with God's creation, so God takes action to make that happen. A relationship with God begins with God, and we are invited to be in that relationship. Can we share a relationship by loving our God and our neighbor? Abraham did not know God was going to run to us and save us from the grave. Abraham did not think we had a chance. But Jesus is our chance. Jesus gave us a chance so we too can give someone a chance to have a better life. We can walk together, building relationships with all of God's people. God reaches across the chasms in our life and opens the gate of salvation in Jesus Christ. Turn and see God is good. Turn and see God's creation is waiting for us to reach across the chasm to help the less fortunate, the homeless teens, and the hungry across the globe. God wants us to love our neighbor as God has first loved us, to glorify God. Amen. Let us pray. Divine Word, you sent Moses to speak law to the people and bring order to chaos. You sent prophets to speak repentance and bring hope to the hopeless. You sent your Son Jesus to bring your living Word. Open our ears to hear your Word and our hearts to reflect the light of your truth to others for the sake of the incarnate Word. Jesus Christ, your open gate. Amen.